Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to spend these next few moments with me as we continue on in a message, The Need of the Hour. And what is that, you might ask, Sister Glass? Well, the need of the hour is revival. Revival not just in our nation and in the nations of the world, but it all begins, beloved, by a personal revival, by each one of God's children. Those that have ears to hear will be seeking God as never before. They will be drawn more and more to spend time with the Lord, to learn of His ways, to understand His dealings with man, His thoughts, the ways he works, to understand revelation from the Word of God. God is drawing His people into an ever closer relationship of intimacy with Him. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and none other will they follow." Goodness, if we can relate to a very simple natural level, when it comes to our pets, if you are an animal lover and you've got a cat, I've got a cat that'll come when I call outside. They know your voice. If someone else calls, they're not going to come, but they know their master's or their mistress's voice. And so we as sheep hear the voice of our master. We know his ways, and we're going to run from someone who is not of the Lord's kingdom. We will have that discernment. That is God's will for us. That's why the gifts of the Spirit were given, and that gift of discernment is to know that which is evil, that which is good, that what belongs to the kingdom of God, that which belongs to the enemy or of flesh. It is an understanding of what is occurring in the realm of the Spirit, because we may not see with our natural eyes. God may not open that veil that separates our dimensions from that of His reality. But nonetheless, we can sense, and it's just as real, just as valid, and He leads His children this way. This is the way He has chosen to lead us, because He is our good shepherd. But beloved, I want to speak strongly and plainly with you today. If you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to His beloved, in this hour, things are not going to remain the same for you. The Lord has prepared a higher place that He wants to move you into. He's moving His people, those who want to go, to higher ground. There was an old song we used to sing, "Lord, plant my feet on higher ground." Amen. It's a new day. We are going to take back what the devil has stolen from us. God promised through the prophet Joel that He would restore to us, to His people, the years, plural, that the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the canker worm hath eaten. And I know some of you, I've felt that in my life. That was has always been a powerful scripture, because the enemy opposes those who are a threat to His kingdom. And if you're under spiritual warfare now, it's not pleasant to go through, but do what you know to do, be clothed with the full armor of God, use the shield of faith, wield in a skillful way the sword of the Spirit, know which is the Word of God. And having done all that, then you stand your ground like a good soldier, and you wait for the captain of the host, the captain of the army, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings to do battle for you. And He will, because like Jehoshaphat, as he cried out to God, he said, "Lord, you see this multitude, they're too strong for us. There is no way they will be victorious, but Lord, we wait upon you." And what did he do? And the first thing, he sent out the priests, he sent out the worshipers in advance of the army. And God, he accomplished a mighty victory for them that day because they trusted in him. And it's going to be the same for us. Sometimes it may feel overwhelming, the amount of things. I mean, like Job, you hear one thing and then another thing comes. Beloved, God knows what He is doing. Don't get bitter at God. Don't get angry and stop asking why. Now, if it's a matter of that you have sinned, you've done something to open a door to the enemy, then in that case, as quickly as you can, go back to the Lord and ask forgiveness. John says, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can have a perfect heart, but as long as we're in this fleshly body, there are times we're going to fail, we're going to sin, we're going to lose it, we're going to miss it. We've all come short of the glory of God, but God is merciful. He understands our weakness. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, beloved, we're going to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. We need to get excited, to get a vision about what God has started to do and is doing right now. You, beloved, are going to see God move in a new way in your life. Don't accept things as they used to be. Don't let the devil tell you that things can never change, that it'll only get worse. What is he? He is a liar and the father of lies. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Be careful that your language will agree with what God's word declares. Yes, absolutely. Gross darkness on the people, but the Lord is arising upon his people, and his glory is going to be seen upon us. Hallelujah. You know, so many have accepted in despair and defeat, and sometimes because of the length of the battle, the warfare, they've accepted the deception that nothing is really going to change. Oh, they won't say that, but deep in their heart, they've prayed and they've prayed. Some things have remained the same for years. Beloved, I'm getting testimonies of answered prayer for people that have stood with this ministry for 30 years and praying for a loved one. There has been no movement, and at this point, she wrote, testified, sent me in an email that God is moving in this person's life. They're finally coming to the place. They're welcoming prayer. You can see there is a spiritual change in their lives. God had to take them to the brink practically. But you know, what I say, whatever it takes, God, do your work, spare their lives, but get their attention. And God is doing that. It's happening right now. I print them out, testimonies if they come in by email, and so many wonderful letters coming in of answered prayer. And so we don't have to live in mediocrity. We don't have to lose this generation. We can't declare as the world, there's no hope, there's no answers. You know, as we read a record after the days of Enoch, God brought forth the man. There was much wickedness, and finally he repented that he'd made man. There was a man by the name of Noah, and God began a new day. That old world was destroyed, and it was a new day that changed really the topography, the geology of the whole earth. Science is proving that. Archaeology is proving that. Geology is proving that, and change the course of human history. And in this time that we are entering into, how long is it going to be? I don't know. But we're going to experience more and more of the tangible, desirable, and reachable things of God. God hasn't dangled things like a carrot out before us, just getting us to keep moving on and like we're never going to grasp it. But He has victory for us. Beloved, it's a new day dawning for the church. You know, just recently, I don't watch really television outside of mainline news, but I do check out a lot of the YouTube videos. And there was a short video done by Lester Sumrall, and he actually met Smith Wigglesworth during in Europe, in the United Kingdom, when Hitler was beginning to move and the World War was beginning, the Second World War was beginning. And he actually met Smith Wigglesworth, had time of prayer, and spent a great deal of time with him. And finally, when the war was declared, Britain, the officials told him, you're American, you have to go back. He came to Smith Wigglesworth, and he told him, he said, I have to leave. The government says I have to leave. By that time, they had developed a close relationship. And Smith Wigglesworth laid his hands upon him and prayed, and tears came down his face, and he had a vision, and he told him, he says, there's coming a great revival. It won't happen in my lifetime, but you will begin to see that revival coming. And beloved, I believe there have been so many prophetic voices that it's coming. We can't just describe how it's going to be. I don't believe God always does new things. It's not going to be like it was in the past or in revivals past, but we are going to see God's people arise and shine, for His glory is going to be seen upon us. There may be darkness all around right now. It may seem to be growing worse and worse. And you know what? It's going to get worse in the world. But the light of God's love and the power of the Lord is going to be seen upon His church. And I'm not just talking about pastors and leaders in the body of Christ. I'm not just talking about fivefold ministry. God, yes, thank God for those gifts, that the Ascension Gift Ministries He has given to the body of Christ. But this work is going to require the active ministry of every single person. I was going to say able-bodied, but you know that's not even true. Some of the greatest warriors, beloved, some of the greatest intercessors, who may be bedfast, who are in beds of sickness, who can't even get out of their home, they could be the divine powerhouses that are calling down the presence of God and the glory of God. So it doesn't matter what your circumstances may be, how old you are, how young you are, God can use you. He has a specific task, tailor-made, custom-designed for you. You can't do what I do, and I cannot do what you do. You have a realm of influence, a sphere of influence, a metron of authority where you can influence those around you. And even those you may not have a close relationship at work, they are watching. The unsaved are watching because, you know, anyone who walks around with joy and peace, they are an anomaly in this time. Who is happy? I heard something on the news just the other night. 65% of Americans are stressed. 32% are dealing with worry and anxiety. Beloved, we're living in dark times, and gross darkness is upon the people. Jesus is the answer. He is our answer, and He is the hope and the light of the world. Praise God. Well, I haven't gotten very far in this message, but with the Lord's help, we are going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in at this same time, and I want you to know I love you. I pray every day for you, my partners in Radio Family, even if you've never written, I don't know your name, I'm still praying for you. But I just want to give you a heads up, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you to write, He has a reason, and please obey Him. That is a helpful suggestion I'm passing along. I have learned you don't want to ignore the Holy Spirit. He has our best interest at heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.